moment. So we are back in the underground. We are back. We are back. How's everybody feeling? Everybody good?
Absolutely.
We're refreshed
good.
And you know, for the second half.
Yes.
You know, for the second part. And you know, we good. So listen, back on this topic, letting go versus laying it down.
Yeah.
Back on this topic, you know, I really love the story of Moses, you know, from, you know, from a biblical standpoint, because it showed the realistic part of, because everybody glorified how he was used by God.
Yes.
Everybody glorify how he was used by God, but never talked about the past that he had. He did not let go,
right.
or the reason why he questioned God of God using him.
Yeah.
You know, he really did, nobody amplified that.
Right.
Nobody, you know, put it out there like, "Yo, listen, if he can do it where it was murder that he was worried about."
Right.
You know how many people you kill with your tongue a day?
Every day.
Ooh, ow.
Every day.
Yes.
With your tongue a
right,
day.
Right, right. Sometimes you don't take the life of a person, but if you kill the spirit
of
a person, you might as well have killed them.
That's you might as well.
And also, how dare you be a black person killing the spirit of someone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that was his issue, too.
Yeah.
Because of where he was born.
Right. Yes, yes.
What he was born
that's
under.
Right.
So people that's born under that
shouldn't
have any
right.
any credence at all.
No.
Yeah.
So we need to kill prejudice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
We need to kill what other people's standards.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
yeah.
need to kill that.
All of that.
But at the same time, we wrap ourselves in it like a comfortable blanket.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because when we don't want to push ourselves, it's comfortable saying, "I'm from the inner city."
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to go to college. I need to be about these streets.
Yeah.
Mm. But if you take off all of what we're saying and lay it down.
And lay it down,
because we all can pick up.
Pick up,
where we from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But to lay it down and leave it, that's the key. Yeah.
That's the real key right there. Because, however, even in this story with Moses, when he, you know, he fled instead of letting it go.
That's right.
How many people do that?
Oh, yeah.
How many people actually, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you fled.
You know, you flee with that. But guess what? When you have God on the inside of you, what did he do? What did he tell you? Go right back.
Go right back.
Yeah. He told Moses to go back to Egypt.
Go back.
Send him right back.
You
go
know,
right back.
Go right back.
Go
because
right
a lot
back.
Of and I think that's a epidemic in society now.
Right. Oh,
everybody
man.
Flee
everybody.
Without handling their problems.
They
right,
should.
Right. And they wondering why their problems
follow them.
Follows,
because they never want to admit they're the problem.
They're
right,
the problem.
Sweeping on
the rug. Yeah, sweeping on the rug. These people in Georgia get on my nerves. They come to North Carolina. North Carolina people get on my nerves. Now you're in Baltimore. You know what? Yeah. Baltimore people get like the people in Georgia. No, it's you.
Check yourself.
Check yourself.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yourself.
Wow.
And that's the most difficult thing. I mean, we have to be able to. It's two things. Look at yourself and see who you are and who you want to be represented.
That's right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Second thing is knowing, as a representative, are you good enough?
That's right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's how I judge myself.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how I judge me.
Yes.
Sometimes I ain't a good representative.
You're in a good
But I know I'm representing the right person and the right thing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that means I know I have to change. Mm-hmm. I can't tweak who I'm representing.
There you go.
In other words, my representative don't mind if I do so and so and so.
Exactly.
I can't say that because that's a lie.
That's a lie.
But it sound good.
Yeah, yeah.
So that I can feel better about being a representative.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You know, and you know, the crazy thing is a lot of people on that subject of representation, you know, a lot of people are not really good representatives.
No.
And
no.
They're not.
No.
You know,
no.
And they think they are.
They think
yeah.
But they're really not good representatives.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that, you know, being a good representative is all on the outside of how you look.
But you know what? We have been taught that since we were little kids.
And you know what? You know what? You're right.
Yes.
Yeah. You're right.
And you just said a mouthful. Yes. Whenever you start feeling, I'm looking perfect now.
That's when
you're off task.
That's when you off.
As
I like that
word.
As
soon as you feel I am carrying myself as the perfect pastor.
I can't say that.
I am carrying myself as the perfect Christian.
Wow. Right.
You know you are completely off task.
You off task.
When you think you've mastered it because you never mastered this.
And if you hold the Bible and say, I know this, that's
when
you
messed up. I know this book. Because I'm going to tell you something about that book.
My mama died. I still don't know everything about her.
I
listen to her. I eavesdrop.
Yes.
I will never.
Yes. Never. Uh-huh.
And if you sit there and read it from cover to cover, you won't understand it because it comes with understanding.
Yes. Until it's your time.
Until it's your time to get the message. I'm trying to tell you,
it's certain scriptures that won't make sense when you're 22.
Right.
At 44, that same scripture means something. At 60, it means something else.
Yeah.
You talk about the prodigal son. At 20, I'm the prodigal son.
Oh, yeah.
At
30, I was the brother.
There you go.
Yeah.
At 44, I was the father.
Yeah.
Yes.
People will read it from Genesis to Revelations and be like, I got this.
Oh, no.
But it's not a textbook.
No,
it's not a textbook.
It's a different kind of book.
Yeah.
So you gotta come with the message, and God will actually lead you where you're supposed to go when you're supposed to go there.
Yeah, what I like now is the new blueprints of a house. It used to be one dimension. It's just now you can see your house.
Yeah,
there you
it's
go.
Virtual.
There you go.
That's what I needed.
Yes.
When I really got saved. Hold up, Jesus.
Yes.
All I gotta say is I accept you, Lord.
That's right.
You didn't tell me put away the beer and stop cussing.
You
should have took the blueprint and tilted it.
Exactly.
So I can see the women leave my life.
Yes.
I can't buy no liquor.
Right.
Whoa. Right here, all I had to do was say.
Yeah.
But now it turns it around to the back.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you see it as you are now.
Exactly.
As you are now. Wow.
Painful.
Yeah.
Right.
Mourning.
Yeah. Right.
Successful.
Yeah.
Not That's successful. It. It's in there.
That's
yeah, it's
it.
In there. It's in there.
That's
all
it.
Of it is in there.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah.
All of it is in there. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
And the crazy thing is, it's all God.
It's all
it's
God.
All God.
It's all God. You take the good with the bad.
Right, right. But are people willing to argue with me? We have been saying Jesus is outside.
Right.
Yes.
So sometimes you can't say that you got the word from the word.
Mm.
Ooh.
If you also say Jesus is outside. See, that's what I was about to blur it out.
Mm.
I learned more about Jesus outside, even though I know the scripture.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's some word.
Why?
Right there.
Because sometimes you remember patty cake, baker, man, Now I don't know nobody patty cake. That was just something to do with your hands.
Right.
The song was to keep your hands going.
So
there are other things that we need to learn outside.
Outside.
That the scripture tell us. It say, go out to the highways and hedges.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it?
Yeah.
It's not a real highway.
That's
right.
Because
you get
hit by a car. It's not real hedges.
Yes.
You got to really be out there.
You really got to be out there.
You got to be swindled by a homeless person.
There you go.
To know how to discern spirit.
Yeah. There you go.
You learn that out there. You can read it all day.
Yeah.
You
learn
that outside.
Yeah.
Mama said, get outside and run.
That's right.
Wow.
You
can
only get healthy from being outside.
But so, you know what? A lot of things you can preach in the building. And it's not authentic until it's tested.
Outside. Outside.
You could perform and put on a show inside of a building.
Oh, my goodness.
That's deep.
You could put on a show.
Oh,
you could put on a performance. You could put on everything until you get outside.
Oh, wow.
You understand?
Right.
And when you get outside, that's when whatever you've been taught or been praying or learned or anything, it's put to the test and it'll show.
Outside.
It's got to be outside.
Let me tell you something. In the academic arena, I don't care how long you go to school or how much you learn.
Absolutely.
You're not going to really master it
until you get outside.
But you notice
that jobs are asking for experience
equivalent
to
you.
Exactly.
Right. Because right. that outside that, is what gives you the real education. Because right,
right. what they're saying is, can you put two and two together?
There
you
go. That's right.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Now you can tell us how to build a rocket.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But can you get your hands dirty?
Can you
got to get your hands dirty.
Yeah, everybody can't get their hands dirty.
That's right. It. Everybody don't want to get their hands dirty.
I buy a car, but I can't fix it.
Exactly.
Wow.
I ain't fixing no car.
No.
Wow. Take it to the shop.
That's not good yet. Take it to the shop.
And you know, I have a comment. You know, the real test is outside or by yourself. That's on.
That's deep.
Yes.
Ooh. That's some good stuff.
Or by
right
yourself.
There.
That's good.
Yes.
Yes. I agree with you 100%.
That's true.
It's the real test is outside.
Oh, yeah.
But are you willing to go by yourself?
That's right.
Yeah, well, see,
or the real test is by yourself.
I'm a nerd. When Shakespeare said, "To thy own self be true."
Mm-hmm. Mm, mm.
One thing I understood about that, if you're by yourself, mm-hmm. do you have the same zeal?
Yeah.
But when you're with a group, in other words, you gonna go and witness with 10 people.
That's right.
You bold. Mm-hmm. You could almost be a bully.
Yeah.
But by yourself,
ooh.
Can you stand by yourself?
That's it.
And tell it.
Wow.
Different situation. Wow.
It's a different situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot different.
That's good.
Yeah. It's a very big situation. Because then now, when you're by yourself, you are actually, you know, we was talking about that vulnerability mm-hmm. earlier.
Yeah.
Because now wolves are strong in a pack.
There you go.
Right, right.
But catch one by themselves.
That's right.
They run.
That's right.
You know,
they run.
They'll run from
all of a sudden they ain't hungry.
They ain't hungry no more.
All of a sudden they're not aggressive.
That's
exactly.
Right.
But in a pack.
In a pack. Yeah.
That's true.
And the sad thing is, in a pack, they never choose who's going to be the leader.
No.
Wow, you're right.
I didn't realize that. I saw something on TV. They never choose who's going to be a leader because they run in a pack.
That's right.
Where it looks controlled.
Right. Yeah.
Where
yeah.
if you run and you look controlled, nobody in the leader.
No.
Nobody follow nobody. No. Nobody going to say, hey, we're going to go over the hill. We're going to get the wildebeest. Mm-hmm. No. But in a pack.
Yes.
Everything runs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as soon as it runs,
mm-hmm.
y'all now feel strong.
There
just like people who think, I know this.
Right.
I have this.
Right.
I dress this. I dress religious.
Right.
Yeah.
I dress sanctified.
Yes. Right, right.
So
right.
it makes people run
yes.
as if you have anointing and power.
Right.
But you don't.
Right.
And you're right.
You're right.
Because a lot of, you're only strong in the inside the four walls.
Right, right.
You're only casting
and outside
out,
the four walls, you have to look the part.
You have to look the part. You know, you I had a visual just real quick. I had a visual just came over me real quick. You know, take a preacher out to church, you know.
Yeah.
Put him on the street with his gators.
Right. Right, right.
He's going to be scared.
Yeah.
He's scared.
Different situation.
Yeah.
They're going to put him in the...
Yeah. No.
Yeah, he's not going to be calling people brother.
No.
And it's funny because we have seen the image of the Nation of Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And they on the street. And we respect them.
That's right.
And don't know nothing that they're learning inside.
No.
We don't know.
No.
But because of the look, we respect it.
That's
we
right.
respect. Wow. Wow.
So they could be in there and say, hey, y'all, what we going to wear? What we going to wear?
Mm-hmm.
How we going to look?
Yeah.
Okay, let's walk real straight. Let's stand up straight. Shine your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And not learn nothing.
Nothing
else. Wow.
Don't even open the Quran.
Right.
Wow.
But they come out and their image is so respectful.
That's right.
But because they look the part, though.
They
look the part.
And they look organized. They look on one accord.
Right.
They do.
And it's like, wow, okay, I can respect that because they're all on one accord and they look the part. They're all doing the same thing.
But guess why they're doing it?
Why they doing it?
Because they are taught by Elijah Muhammad that if we all look uniform, no one will ever want to fight us.
Mm.
And think about things in the Bible, a land of giants.
Yeah,
I still want to know were they really giants or did they stand that straight in stature that nobody want to fool with them?
Exactly.
Come on, y'all done seen.
Yeah,
you done seen the deltas line up.
Yeah.
You done seen the Q's line up. You done seen the alphas. And they all do the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
They all look like one.
Yeah.
You ain't going to want to mess with them.
Yeah.
No, no.
It's a look.
It's a look.
It's a look.
Yeah.
That's That's deep.
It's synchronized.
That's right.
You don't want to mess with that.
No.
But I think because, you know, society have perfected the look.
That's
right. Oh, my goodness.
Society has perfected look that now, even in this topic, they to get to that point, to the core of their issue or problem, or to the core of themselves, they don't even want to let that go because they put so much work and effort
in the look.
That's
in
right.
the look. In the look.
I agree with you.
You understand?
Yeah. Because, I agree with you.
And it's hard to let that look go because, what they say, Doc, I paid this much money for this, man. And Doc, I went out there and got this right here.
Image.
I got the edifice, man. I got a chandelier up here. So
I got a chair.
I got a
with a back go like this right here. And they got dragons hanging off of it.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, because people have dedicated their life.
Yeah.
They're dedicated their life to, you know, investing in looking the part.
Right.
To fit a title.
Yeah.
To fit a journey. To fit a mission.
Mm-hmm.
But not to allow God to be fitted into them.
You're exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the problem.
It is a problem.
That's a real
big
problem.
That's a bad problem.
And they will not. You know how much of a image struggle and issue that people will have to let go. You understand? People care, like you said earlier, people care about this. People care about how a person look. People care about how a person perceive themselves. They care about that. But to get to that point of, wow, I don't care, they have to be stripped.
Yeah.
They have to be on their deathbed. They're on their deathbed.
You ain't got no control.
And you ain't got, that's it, no control.
When you have no control.
When you have no control.
Because if we be honest, we all get up, I use Angela. I use myself. If I'm going on a date, I want to look good.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make sure I want everybody else to see me looking good.
Right.
It's the same thing. You know, we can say all day it ain't about the image. It is because people are seeing your image at all times.
Right.
Regardless, you're in a pulpit, in the streets or whatever, people are looking at your image. Your image is going to speak for you. He looked like he got money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's going to you're going to be examined by your image at all times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So your image speaks for your life. And
it does.
Religion. Listen.
Religion is an image.
It's an image.
I never forget.
It's an image.
When I used to say women over 40, back in the day, over 44, they join a church because they can't, they ain't to catch me out in the clubs no more.
Right.
Now they want to go get saved.
Jesus.
I'm going to find my man in church.
You're in a size 6. You ain't got thin ankles.
You know what?
Now you want Jesus.
They say,
and a godly man.
They say Americans, that's what they do. They give the devil their best days and give God their last days.
Yeah.
When they broke down the
right.
Now they can't lift it. All I can do is wave my hands.
Same with the men.
Literally.
When they so too old to chase women, now they want to be on the deacon boat.
Now they want to be on the deacon boat.
All I can do is lay hands.
That's all I can do.
I can't lay nothing else.
Just lay hands.
And give me the keys to the gate so I can open up the church.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. And
that image part, man, we have really got to fix who we are. And then the other question that I would kind of impose on anyone, how many times have you laid something down and go back and pick it back up?
Pick it up every time.
It's comfortable.
Yeah.
Right.
It's comfortable. Sometimes we can let it go, but it's our comfort zone that lets us go back and pick it up.
That's right.
Because I know what to expect.
I know what it's going to do.
I know what to expect. If I push Angela over, she's going to slide back.
Right.
I know she's going to slide back.
So I keep pushing her away. Right.
Eventually, she may walk away, but I know right now, she's going to keep sliding back.
So it's
the same thing. You have to know your comfort zone, and when you let it go, you have to be comfortable with letting it go.
Because we love familiar territory.
Yes.
But we will ask God to increase our territory.
Yeah.
That's it.
But you're gonna run back to
that small circle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're gonna stay in your little comfort zone.
Yeah.
Because you got all this territory. You're gonna stay right here in your little comfort zone.
Because after a few years, you might be the big dog.
That's right.
In the small
circle.
That's right.
Instead of being by yourself.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. That's good stuff right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is good stuff. And, you know, I like what you said. A lot of, you know, you lay stuff down because you're comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And the comfortable of knowing I just laid it right here.
Mm-hmm. Right. You ain't understand? Go far from it.
You ain't go far from it. No. It's almost laying your keys down. Like I know where my keys at. I know they there.
They're right there.
You will argue somebody down. No, I put my keys right there.
Well, hey, don't you hate it? No, I'm gonna do that on my segment. I'm gonna do that one morning. But don't you hate when you lose your keys and somebody say, "When the last time you saw it?" If I could tell
if
you
I
that,
knew that.
I knew they
wouldn't be lost.
They wouldn't be lost. But yeah, listen, I mean, this is definitely an important topic, you know, here right now. It's really because we're dealing with a lot of things like that, laying it down versus letting it go, because we're right now, even in relationships or involved with people in our life, that we're contemplating letting it go or putting on the back burner.
Yeah.
And that's a difference.
Yeah.
Putting on the back burner is like, I ain't finna deal with you right now.
Right now, but I'll be back.
But I'll be back.
Can I be transparent?
Transparent.
Let me make sure they ain't looking. even in relationships. When you're saying you got to make a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes you would literally say, you know what? Let me choose this person.
Right, right.
Because I know what I won't fall into. This one, I know I'm going to fall into it because of my insecurities or my devilishness.
Speak. He's trying to be careful with his words.
I'm looking at the therapist. She said, So, in other words, you have to make some decisions.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Based on understanding your weakness.
Right.
Yep. Ooh.
Right.
Ooh, that's
good. So good.
That is good.
But when you purposely turn and make this decision, in the back of your mind, you already know you made the wrong decision for you.
Yep.
Wow.
But are you making the wrong decision for you because of your weakness? But in other words, if I choose one because I'm going to act a fool with it, that means I'm going to decide to choose this one. That means I'm not choosing what I really want.
That's right.
But see,
so that means I got to clean up the fool of me.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
we do it all the time in a lot of situations.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
We
not
take
just
what's
relationships.
Easy.
We take what we want to
become.
Yeah. What's easy.
Mm-hmm.
What's comfortable.
Well, this one, No, y'all ain't getting
not
this one.
What's not as complicated?
Why? Come on, now. We in the underground.
What's not as challenging?
Hey, y'all, put in the comments, tell it, Big Win.
I'm not vulnerable enough to be crazy and tell it.
He was like, no. I'm going to give analogy.
Thank you. No, give me the cracking chair.
You want to get the cracking chair?
Yeah. Yep. That's me not falling on my face. But I really believe a lot of people really, I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
When we said earlier that sometimes God won't give you certain things because he knows, and you know.
Right.
Let's say you know.
You know.
You ain't ready for it.
You ain't ready for it.
And some things, you ready for it, but in a carnal way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That's where I felt you was going, because I thought about
you knew where I was going.
Yeah. When we did the episode Shift.
Oh, okay,
Sometimes you want to shift yourself somewhere where God ain't ready for you to shift to.
Ooh.
Right.
Sometimes you got to be wise enough to know he got you in these two, groups of people.
Yes.
Because you need to still learn some things.
Yes.
I'm telling you, go ahead and go, but God is telling you, nope, sit down.
You're right.
Keep learning.
See, that's he just deep. Answered that.
That's the reality of it. Sometimes we said it when we did the episode. We want to jump from 0 to 100.
Yes.
When God is saying, "Baby, you still at 25.
You at 25.
You at 25.
And you ain't 100 ready.
Let me get you to 50 yet. Right. You ain't got there yet.
Because I know how I'll act at 100.
Mm-hmm.
I want it right now.
So if I choose 50, in my mind, I'm unfair to 50.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd rather sit still until I can control myself with 100.
Yep.
Wow.
That's
good.
That's
good.
Wow.
Sometimes you want to jump some places you don't need to be
I do.
That's good.
Yep.
He said you don't need to be.
He said
As your grandmother said, don't eat dessert. First, because you might not eat dinner.
That's right. Okay. Wow.
And somebody gonna send me a. All of a sudden, the power went out and the internet went out. Or somebody, done,
I see that. I see that it stopped. I don't know what it, on the end on your end, but we'll keep it pushing. But yeah, this is actually really good, and I love that. And sometimes in life we definitely have to be obedient to that, like he's giving you clarity that you're not ready.
Oh my God,
you understand?
He gave you clarity. What I do last time? You hear gossip. And you saying to yourself, I can handle it.
We override the spirit.
We override the spirit because of what we want. Right.
Wow.
So you got to be careful when you choose. In other words, I don't think a person should ever be plan B.
No.
Right.
You're right.
Option two.
Mm-mm. Right. Right.
That's not cool.
That's not cool at all.
Well, I'm gonna have to answer a lot of questions.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. You're gonna have to deal with that. Don't flee now.
No. That part.
Don't you run.
Don't flee.
That's it. Be strong, my brother.
Be strong. Be strong.
Yet holding on.
That's right.
Be strong.
But it helps a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And I wish one time, like one of these, I wish we could have a relationship teaching and say to some sisters, listen, a man that's telling you, he's not ready for you, and you're not ready for him. Mm. He's protecting you in saying that.
Yeah.
That's really what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
If I tell you I'm not who you want, and you telling me all these reasons why I am, trust me, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Even if everything you just said is a checkoff,
but
you missed a whole column.
Yep.
What a word. Talk to the women. What a word.
A whole column.
Wow.
Whole column.
You say a whole column.
Say that. Yeah. Say that one more time.
There are situations, like you might have best friends that might say, you know what? I met this guy. He's this. He's this.
He's perfect.
He fits everything. Yes. But what she doesn't know about him is a direction that he wants to go to. Right. And he knows that God said, I'm not going to take you on that because this woman that is so enamored by you because you fit her check off, she's going to be very sexual.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
She's going to be very submissive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And right now, because you just came out of controlling a situation, you don't need that right now.
Right.
You don't need that right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that will take a focus. What she want to give you is what's going to take your focus.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And no man want to say that to a woman because no woman's going to believe, nah, baby.
Mm-mm.
Because if you and I get together, we be master freaks.
And we're telling me.
We'll be masterful.
Yes.
So, and that's going to distract me.
Right.
A woman ain't going to believe that.
Wow.
Not saying a man should walk up and say, you know, I'm celibate. No. Some women will take your concentration away.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's true.
That's true.
Away.
That's really true.
They don't get
so
it.
So deep.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Away.
Yeah.
Worse than a cocaine.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be intimacy and sex.
Right.
But it's away.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's really one of the most transparentest things you ever said on here.
Yeah.
That's because we ain't live no more.
So
we live right now.
Yes, sir.
We live.
Wait a minute, lady. Had to talk about something. So
I'm just playing. I'm just joking.
Well, I thought everything shut
down.
That was
$3.99.
We're back.
Hey, Nick.
We're back.
Cut all that, baby.
We're back.
That was that group session right there.
Yes.
No, that was just us talking.
Yes. That was some good, good information, yeah, but though. You don't know how many women you are teaching right,
right
now.
But it's, but also, men, how do you tell women that?
Yeah.
We ain't scared of women. Yeah. We not blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, where I'm trying to go, mm-hmm, and where I see God moving me, if I keep doing this and keep thinking this, I got to focus.
Right.
And if I know what my focus point or my distraction is, remember I told y'all one of the best messages I preach, mm-hmm, don't get attracted to your distraction.
Mm.
And you can get attracted to the point where, you know, you can consider, in other words, what if your husband Nick said, oh, I ain't got to really serve God now. He sent me mine.
Right.
Now he ain't going to focus on God no more.
Right.
Because it's all he been asking
for.
That's
it.
Wow.
And there you are, and you manifesting, you showing it, you making lunch. So he now ain't going to worship. Wow. He ain't going to ask God for nothing else.
Oh, wow. That's deep.
Us men got to watch out.
And you know what? And something just popped up in my head while you was talking. Mm-hmm. You know, a
offline
lot
of... No, you're teaching.
No, you really you know, dropping some gems, man. Because, you know, sometimes you realize you don't say what you need to say to a spouse or a friend or however you want to pull it. Because not that it will hurt you, but it will hurt them.
Yes.
And you withhold information that they need.
Right.
And they you know what I'm saying? That they need to either move forward,
to go
forward,
to let go.
Me.
You know, and
to
it's
let
like
it down.
And it's
let
like
it
down.
And I can't lay it down because I now can't explain why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. That's me.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, why? And it really happens with a man primarily, because it's like when you love someone or when you really desire
into them. Right.
And it's like, no, I'm not going to say quite that because I know that will make them crumble.
Or if I say this.
Or if I say that.
It
right.
will literally make them be more into what I don't want it to go.
To what,
But I can't explain. Listen, I got a journey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not time for me to bring you.
Right.
Because I'm going to stop taking the trip.
Mm.
Whoa.
That is good right there.
That's good.
I know me.
Whoa.
You know? And that's when, in the very beginning,
bro,
that's what I was trying to say. If you know yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yo, that is good.
I know
right
me.
There.
Y'all feel what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, I really dig somebody, but it will stop my trip.
Listen, I like that. I would just. But dude, I love what you just said, man. It was like, I can't take you on this journey because then I'll stop taking the trip.
I know. Wow. You got to know your weakness.
That's transparency right there.
You're too comfortable.
Yeah.
You're going to make it too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You're speaking to a lot of people out there right now.
Who won't admit it.
So many.
Because you know what? I know people that stayed a year, 6 months, 2 years longer in a relationship because they couldn't, as we say, break the news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the news sounds selfish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're being a religious fanatic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if you're not growing spiritually with a person, but you still love them.
Right.
You love the trips. You love cuddling. You love, you know, everything.
Right.
But you can't see that person talking about God and moving to another place in God.
Wow.
Or you're getting blessed and it's definitely God and they don't even know it's God.
Mm.
In other words, can you get now? Yeah, then I'll be waiting. Then somebody be another man. if a person says, Wendell, you just went through this. You did this. This is happening. This is happening. Da 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 da. Man, you lucky. Can't be my woman. Right. You just said lucky. Right. That means you don't know.
You don't know blessed, baby. God. This is blessed.
You don't know blessed, and you don't know that I'm on track to try to do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's a key thing you said, on track.
That's
because I know a situation I went through, and I had to tell my wife, this is personal journey.
Wow.
I didn't know how to do that.
I had to tell her when I was leaving. Hey, we on the underground. I don't care.
Yeah.
I was leaving a ministry, and I told her, you know, hey, this is personal.
Right.
I didn't know.
I need to know where God is sending me before I can tell you to come. Before you can even come with me.
Oh my goodness.
I
didn't know how to do that.
Because sometimes we'll uproot everything when he ain't told us to uproot everything.
Right.
Sometimes we got to take this step by step and allow him to show us the process. So when I left, I didn't allow her to leave. Wow. I didn't make her leave. I didn't take my kids with me right away.
Wow.
I told her eventually. I didn't even tell her a lot of things. I said, this is between me and God.
Yeah.
Because I need you to understand it's a personal relationship between me and him. So therefore, when he released you to leave, you will leave. But right now, my bag is packed and I got to go on the mission he's sending me on.
But see, I had that we became one. So I couldn't say that, but you, that's exactly what I felt I needed to do.
That's what the church have us thinking. We became one, so you got to do. But when I get to heaven or hell,
hey,
it's an individual choice.
Boy, I just jumped over this table.
It's an individual choice.
Yes,
my wife can't go. My kids can't go. Mom and daddy can't go. So therefore, we're one, but some decisions, I got to understand. I got to make these decisions personal.
You got to make
Because when if we ain't in the same car and I get in that car wreck, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't tell him, well, my wife wasn't here with me. You weren't supposed to take me yet.
Right.
No, it's a personal thing that we have to sometimes separate. The world has taught us so many different things where, oh, we won and you got to do everything. And this is, you got to understand what's right and what's wrong. And you got to understand, sometimes you got to go on a mission by yourself.
Yep.
Husband, wife, whoever, you got to go on it by yourself because they ain't going to understand what God is doing through you or for you because they don't see the vision yet.
And I also felt like, if my ex-wife went to one church, I went to another. She's learning from this, but that two heads of a snake. I didn't.
But see,
that's
the thing.
Same thing. I agree.
You join hands with your spouse and you pray with your spouse and y'all have that one-on-one talk at home and you keep building and things of that nature. That's what's going to keep y'all one.
Yeah.
And
then
when God sees time, he will bring that one back together. But sometimes you have to separate because sometimes they got to realize what God is doing through you.
Yes.
Especially when
and
it's
recognize
a man.
It as thus.
When it's a man and you're in lead, they got to understand, I got to follow this lead. But I got to follow this lead when God showed him where he's leading me to.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of us, I'm going to stay because you like it.
Yeah,
I'm going to stay because it's comfortable in a ministry, because it's comfortable with you. I'm even going to stay in a state and city because you're comfortable.
Because you're comfortable.
And you're complacent.
Mm-hmm.
But God is telling me to move.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until, boom, we separated. Boom.
Took off.
Yeah. Took off.
You know what?
On all the things I said, I'll stay. To be a good husband.
Even back in the day when you had to move or go to a different place, who always left? And had to stay behind. The man had to leave and go out and seek the vision.
Right. That old Western. You know, that Western
so that's
way.
That Western way.
Right.
And it's a reason for that, you know, because now you gotta be able to have two people that can stand on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You have one with the vision and you have one that has the legs.
Mm-hmm. Wait. What you just said is what I did wrong. You said one with a vision.
Mm-hmm.
The one that God is telling to move.
Woo! Yes, yes.
That's not the vision.
Mm.
God said move.
Mm.
I had the vision of making sure whatever. I changed the vision when he said, tell me to move. So when he told me what to do, I changed his commandment.
I changed all of it.
I changed his. You know, I still believe that God gives you commands.
Yes.
Yeah.
And because you have a covenant with him, he's allowed to give you commands because you have a covenant with him. So when he did that, I didn't call it, this is what the vision is.
Yeah.
I then tweaked his command.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And said, and made the vision with me including her or including this right.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I refuse to do that now.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't want to make that same, that mistake.
Oh, I know what I did before.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And even because with, then I'll change it.
And even with our topic on today, letting go, sometimes he tells us when to let certain stuff go.
Yes.
But yeah, we got to be willing to listen when he's telling us to let it go.
Well, that's the and problem. The when he tells us to let it go.
Yeah.
We don't
want to let it go.
We don't want to let it go.
And I just explained why. Because I can't explain mm-hmm. to the human.
Yeah. Yep.
To the human.
Why? Yep. I mean, because I'm getting a spiritual, supernatural message.
Yep.
Oh,
but now listen, you got to translate it.
Translate that thing.
To
somebody
to someone that might not understand.
Don't understand it.
Because it'll sound like an excuse.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
If they say, go get the Ark of the Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
If God said, go do so and so. Now, the humans around ain't going to understand it.
Nope.
But then, where does the word come in? Don't be unequally yoked. Don't be unequally yoked.
Oh, God.
So now,
you married, even if you see you're unequally yoked.
Okay.
Because of what you were taught,
uh-huh,
you will slow down,
mm-hmm, right.
If she's slow,
if she's, ooh,
you yeah, will speed yeah, up if she speed up.
Yeah.
You will not start the journey
mm,
at the pace God had for you.
But that's not you.
That's not how. That's not right.
That's no, not right.
I. Yeah. You should. All. God will put you with someone who's already Gritty, going 55 miles an
yeah,
hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Right.
You ain't got no problem.
Nope. Right.
But if you marry somebody because of how you want to do it,
mm-hmm,
you saw they go 25.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's you that's going 25.
Mm-hmm.
But they go, you unequally yoked because you can't go together. You can't take the steps together. People don't understand what that unequally yoked means.
Yeah, listen, yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
Listen,
Santa Claus put, what's her, Rudolph in the front.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones lined up side to side. They yoked them together because yeah, they had the same speed.
Yeah, right, they had the same, yeah.
But
yeah,
the bottom line is Rudolph
was the one.
Was the one.
Was the one.
You had to put Rudolph by himself. It wasn't a shiny nose. Nah. He went so fast that all the other ones that was yoked together had to keep up.
You had to keep
the
up.
The problem is,
uh-huh,
when I got married,
uh-huh,
I act like Rudolph,
mm-hmm,
but I married Dasher.
Well, she couldn't keep up.
She couldn't keep up. Well, I never asked her to.
Oh, wow.
He got back there beside her.
Yeah.
So wasn't no lead. They were just two and two.
We just hugged. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Listen, wow.
And that's what I can't
there
do
was
again.
No lead.
Yeah.
And you're not going to give that up again.
I'm not going.
Because then you get all off task.
I'm off task.
You don't
task,
have a lead. You
right,
don't have a guide. You're just going with
wow,
the lead.
Wow.
That's some good
stuff. I got a red
right
nose
there,
and I'm in the back.
You in the back.
With your girl.
Yeah.
And that's some good stuff right
that's,
there.
That's the truth.
That's some good
And it's hard
stuff,
to tell it.
And yep, you still, look, you still doing what God asked you to do. You still
yes,
up there. You
right,
still doing, but you're so off task.
Oh,
it's
yes,
making the whole situation
yes,
jacked up. That's some good stuff right there.
That's a fact.
Because you're still up there. You're still doing what
right,
God. Sometimes when we do what God asked us to do,
uh-huh,
even though we tweak it.
Mm-hmm.
We tweak it. And when
we
he rewards you with something
good,
that's shiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're like, well, I did it, God.
Right,
I don't
right,
understand. But did
right,
you do it the way he asked you to do it?
Yep.
Or did you tweak
it? And when you, when, mm, and when you, and when you tweak it,
you change
and still
it completely,
get something that you can enjoy or
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
You think
that he
you
gave you a bonus.
You've done it. Yeah.
But you really messed it up.
You messed
up,
it up.
Yeah, you done bought a nice
yeah,
Mercedes.
Yeah.
But you got Jaguar keys.
Ooh.
Wow. Now, that's good. You on the roll today.
He is on the roll.
That's
because
I have to
stuff,
urinate.
Turn his mic off.
Turn his rug, mic off. Say he got to urinate.
You know how you concentrate when you got to urinate?
Oh, yeah.
So
you real focused.
No, I'm in the car.
Yeah. You know exactly how many miles now from your house to where you are.
You don't see nothing
you
yet.
You don't see nothing.
You road trip.
Now all of a sudden you notice a light red. Oh,
what?
The light red all
it's
of a sudden.
The longest light. Why is the light so low?
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm enjoying this topic.
I'm about to walk out in the middle again.
Listen, okay, well, we finna let you go on. And we finna let you go ahead and get to the restroom.
And urinate.
But listen, we're going to go ahead and get out of here, man. Listen, I'm telling you right now, man, go ahead and let your people know we was in the underground, man, and we about to get out your ear and out your face, man. And I'm telling you, we've enjoyed this. I love it. I love it. I love it. Next time, man, listen, I'm going to need y'all to get your people in here, man, and we're going to have an open conversation, all right? I'm your boy, Sepulis the Artist. I'm your brother. I'm your nephew. I'm your cousin. But I ain't your daddy.
I'm Big Win, your ultimate entertainer. And right now, shut my mic off.
And this is Lady Angie, and I'm here for it all.
Yes, here for all. That's right.
And it's your boy Mario, the Silent Assassin.
Yes, sir. And we're out of here. Yeah. Peace. That was good.
It was.